From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama says there are no plans to use force in Crimea, and the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 resumes in the Indian Ocean. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says he believes democracy and the rule of law will ultimately triumph in Ukraine. After meetings with European Union and NATO officials, Mr. Obama said Western powers do not have any plans to try to dislodge Russia from Crimea by force. He said, over time, if the West remains united, Russia will recognize that it cannot use brute force to achieve its goals.
The United States and Europe stand united on this issue. We're united in our support for Ukraine and for the need to provide economic assistance to help stabilize its economy. We're united in our commitment to Europe's security. We're united in our determination to isolate Russia and impose costs for Russia's actions.
Mr. Obama told reporters in Brussels that NATO needs a regular presence in countries that feel vulnerable to Russia. He said the situation in Ukraine is a reminder that freedom isn't free, and he added that collective defense means everybody's got to chip in to maintain a deterrent force. The president later traveled to Italy for an audience with Pope Francis and talks with Italian leaders that are expected to focus on Ukraine and Russia. The White House says Mr. Obama has long looked forward to meeting with the Pope and admires his leadership. For more on this story, please log on to our website, voanews.com. Malaysia says that recent satellite images have spotted 122 possible objects related to the search for the wreckage of a missing Malaysian airliner in the southern Indian Ocean. As Ron Corbin reports, as the search for Flight MH370 goes on, aviation analysts say the investigation will likely trigger calls for reform in air security and communications.
A total of 7 military and 5 civilian aircraft from 6 nations took to the skies over the southern Indian Ocean Wednesday as weather conditions improved, renewing the search for the Malaysian Boeing 777 that disappeared on March 8 with 239 passengers and crew on board. Australia's Maritime Safety Authority says vessels from Australia and China were 2,500 kilometres west of Perth, searching some 80,000 square kilometres. More than 25 countries have backed the search for the missing Malaysian Airlines jet, backed by some of the most sophisticated satellite and search technology in the world. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Egyptian Army Chief General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has officially announced that he is resigning from the armed forces so he can run for president. In a nationally televised speech Wednesday, the general said Egypt is threatened by terrorists and that now is the time to restore and rebuild the country with dignity. Earlier Wednesday, Egyptian security forces and supporters of the ousted President Mohamed Morsi clashed in Cairo, leaving one person dead. Egyptian officials say at least 8 people were wounded in the fighting near Cairo University. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry traveled to Jordan Wednesday in hopes of jump-starting Middle East peace talks, just as Arab leaders said they would never recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Kerry met with Jordan's King Abdullah after arriving in Amman. He later held talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in a bid to narrow gaps in peace negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. The talks in Amman came ahead of Israel's scheduled release of a 4th round of Palestinian prisoners. The releases are part of a deal that led the two sides to resume negotiations last year, but Israel has not confirmed that Friday's release will take place. A U.S. court has convicted Osama bin Laden's son-in-law of conspiring to kill Americans for his role as a fiery spokesman for the Al-Qaeda terrorist group. A jury in New York decided Wednesday that Kuwaiti Imam Suleiman Abu Ghraith was guilty of 3 terrorism-related charges. He faces a possible life prison term when he is sentenced in September, although his lawyer says that he will appeal the verdict. President Obama's remarks about Crimea sent U.S. stock prices tumbling on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the Nasdaq were all lower. Markets were higher in Europe and Asia. For more, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.